Welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 194. Since I spoke about Lock Dog's inspirational story in yesterday's podcast episode, today I wanted to dig a little deeper into this whole concept of determination and perseverance. Even though we've talked about these two words many times before, I still want to mention their synonyms here. I want to start with determination. Please listen to all these amazing synonyms: willpower, drive, purpose, grit, dedication. What about perseverance? Tenacity, endurance, dedication, grit, diligence. Again, some wonderful words here, but not just wonderful. Very powerful too. Yet these amazing words also have what I would call enemy words. What do you mean, enemy words? I mean other words that go completely against the true meaning of these words here. Words such as indecision, hesitation, laziness, quitting. What does hesitation mean? It's when you want to do something, but at the same time, you are not sure if you should. You are doubting yourself. You are discouraged. Negative thoughts begin to take over. Perhaps you say, well, what's even the point? I mean, this is not for me. I am too old for this. Or who will ever listen to me? I better not do anything, etc., etc., etc. Assuming that you have already listened to episode number 193 titled Who is Lock Dog? Stop here now for 1 second and ask yourself, what if Vinicius had allowed those enemy words to control his mind? His goal would never have been reached. But what does this have to do with me, teacher? Well, today I'd like to link the importance of determination and perseverance with our journey in learning the English language. First, let's review these two new nouns, new words. Determination, which is a noun, a quality that makes you continue trying to do or achieve something, especially when it's difficult. Perseverance, noun as well, continuation in a course of action, even in the face of difficulty. Have you ever wondered how people achieve greatness? It's not just about talent or luck, but the relentless drive to keep going even when faced with obstacles. This quality, my dear students, is called determination. Imagine a child learning to ride a bicycle. At first, the child falls, maybe even gets a few bruises. It's easy to think, maybe this isn't for me. But what happens when that child doesn't give up? When they get back on the bicycle and try again, learning from their mistakes, they eventually master it. This is a classic example of perseverance. Now, let's connect this to our English learning journey. When you first started learning, you might have felt overwhelmed. The strange sounds, the different rules, and the vast vocabulary might have seemed like a mountain you couldn't climb. But remember the child on the bicycle. With determination, every word you learn, every sentence you speak, you get closer to fluency. But why is determination so essential? Why can't we just give up when things get tough. Think of Thomas Edison, the famous inventor. Do you know he made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb? When a reporter asked him, "How did it feel to fail 1,000 times?" Edison replied, "I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps." Guys, what a fantastic way to view challenges. If he had given up, our world might have been a lot darker. So, when you're struggling with a challenging English text or having difficulty pronouncing a word, remember Edison. View it not as failure, but as a step closer to your goal. Another word we should discuss is adversity. Also a noun, which is a difficult or unpleasant situation. Life is full of adversities, but they shape our character much like a sculptor shapes clay. Every challenge, every adversity you overcome in learning English makes you stronger. The history books and the news are filled with stories of people who faced immense adversities, but emerged victorious because of their determination and perseverance. Consider Malala, a young girl determined to get an education despite threats and even an assassination attempt. An assassination attempt means that someone tried to kill her. Luckily, she survived the assassination attempt. But can you imagine how horrendous that experience must have been? Her perseverance not only brought her personal success, but also inspired millions worldwide. In your English learning journey, you will face moments of doubt. You might wonder if it's worth all the effort, but I promise you, every time you persevere, every time you show determination, you're not only improving your language skills, but also strengthening your character. In conclusion, dear students, determination and perseverance are not just qualities. They are the very essence of success. Whether it's learning English or any other challenge life throws at you, remember, giving up is never the answer. Embrace each difficulty, each adversity as a stepping stone, as a bridge, as a step, and you'll find that success is not a destination, but a journey. Thank you for joining me today on You, Me, and Words. Keep practicing, keep pushing, and always remember, determination is the key. Until next time.